big, beautiful, teardrop-shaped breasts, round, firm melons, perky little titties, and then, a beautiful, thick, hard cup. And it always comes as a little surprise when she pulls down her panties, when she reveals that little bit of extra that you are so addicted to. Her tranny cock. Her she-male dick. Can't help it.
She-male.
It becomes a focal point for your perverted soul.
Tranny cocks.
Sure. At first, what attracted you was her beauty, her grace, her style, perhaps even. Oh, yes, she looked lovely, dressed to the nines, ready to kill, seductive.
Beautiful body.
And then when you first looked at her, you would have never thought this was a chick, was a dick, a she-male, a transsexual. No, you thought she was a woman. And oh, what a woman she was. Until you started kissing and fondling and touching. And oh, there it was. That package. That special dick package. That she-male cock package. Hiding beneath her skirts, in her panties. Now, perhaps you considered not wanting to go there at first. But you couldn't resist. Especially when she went into one of those hot female 69 positions with you. And she started licking and sucking your cock as well. You couldn't be that selfish. Not you, it's not in your makeup. And so you touched. And you tasted that forbidden banana. That forbidden fruit. You sucked on your first female cock. And that was all they wrote. You were addicted since then. And you will always be addicted to she-male cocks.
You can never get enough.
But what was even more naughty, what was even more delicious, what was even more addicting,
she-male cum,
was your very first taste of cum. When you had a dose of that thick, creamy, hot, and delicious she-male cum just splattering down your throat and a little bit in your face. She did have quite the big load, didn't she? It was so hot, so nasty at the same time, so forbidden. And you were aroused.
You can never get
you were never as aroused as when you were laying there with her in your 69 position, her dick in her face, your dick in her face, her dick in your face, sucking each other's cocks, fondling each other's balls. All of that moaning, groaning, and panting. That feeling like a nasty little faggot for the very first time. You were a she-male virgin, sucked for the very first time. But, it's all it takes, doesn't it? Just at one time. So now you've tried to have sex with regular women. You've tried to become attracted to them. You have tried to have relationships with them. But the problem is that you are bored with them.
Sick.
It's not that you don't like them. You like them fine. It's not that you disrespect them. You respect women just fine. It's just they're not she-males.
Delicious.
And you are a little she-male addicted faggot. There's really not a thing you can do about it. Not anymore, anyway. I mean, we can lie to each other here, and I can tell you, oh, it's just a phase, and you'll get over. But it's bullshit. We both know that. It's not a phase. You are addicted. You are obsessed with she-male cock. You are obsessed with she-male cum. You are 150% true blue addicted to trannies. And you need that little extra between the legs. Because you're a faggot. Let's just call it what it is. You're a faggot. A she-male cock and cum loving faggot. And only trannies will do for you. And now you're caught in this la-la land, this dreamscape. This obsession. Where the only way you can truly be satisfied and happy and get off and feel complete is when you are down on your knees or bent over in a 69 position or just anywhere in a sexual manner with a shemale, with a transsexual, with a tranny, when you have faggot shemale gay sex. You are that obsessed with it. Any relationship with a woman is doomed. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I really don't know how to say it's nicer, how to make it easier on you. But it is doomed. It is doomed because she does not have a female cock. Because she does not have those big, juicy, sick balls that you so desperately need. Because she does not have this immense, sweet, hot, sticky, delicious load of shemale cum to splatter all over your face and into your mouth and up your ass and all over your body. She just doesn't have it. She's just a woman, and you're obsessed with shemales. And it's the best if you just give in to it. It is much better for you if you just surrender yourself to that knowledge, to that understanding, to this need for shemale cock. You will be so much better off for it. Your life will finally be so much more complete. It is not a phase, my darling. It's not something that you can undo. It is not something that you will get over. And it is most certainly not something that you can just forget about. No. It is what it is, an addiction. It's an obsession. And it's a way of life. You are a faggot for shemale. You are gay for trannies. And you are addicted to shemale cocks and cum.
hungry for
it will never change.
Right now.
Never again.
And you, you're
exactly where you need to be. So stop struggling against it. Embrace it. I want you to say, I am proud to be addicted to
shemale
cocks and come. Matter of fact, I want you to tell the world that. Leave that as a comment on this audio. Tell the world, I am proud to be addicted to shemale cocks and come. See? You feel so much better already. Don't you, darling?